Maybe Shira Rogowski.
I'll be very short. Very brief. I recently read a story that encapsulated a little bit of Akiva Shammai's Mahalach HaChaim. In the 1960s, Rav Shlomo Freifeld was, during his tenure as Manahal in Toronto, in the girls' school, he was asked to speak at a fundraising event for a Talmud Torah in Hamilton, Ontario. As many from a Yidden that there were in Toronto, it seems like there were fewer in Hamilton, but there was a Talmud Torah that they made, and people attended, but the clientele wasn't used to the personality of Rav Shlomo Freifeld. He came to the event, and the doorman said, "Excuse me, Rabbi, you'll have to come another night. There's no outside fundraising tonight." His long kapota and his hat made him appear as a shulach. He didn't look like he was going to be attending the event. So he says, I hope you'll let me in. I'm the guest speaker. I can't say he spoke. He came up to the podium. The Eilimbeer wasn't really expecting that someone with this bearded rabbi would give them something that they could enjoy. They thought he'd speak in a broken or halting English, but he surprised them with his eloquent words, speaking about the ideals of learning Torah, of living Torah. And then in the middle of his drasha, he said, "I want to tell you a story from the theater district." What this rabbi knows about the theater district? He got their attention. He says there was a wealthy man from Midwest. He came. He was on a trip to Manhattan. He's telling all his friends, "I'm going to make sure. I'm going to go see while I'm there." It was the most popular play of the time, maybe of all time, at least of then. South Pacific. "I'm going to go see South Pacific while I'm in Manhattan." So he goes to. They said, "Do you have tickets? You know, we heard it's sold out. It's very hard to get tickets to that play." "Don't worry, I'll get tickets." He felt that his wallet would pave his way into any show that he wanted to see. He comes to Manhattan, he's only there 5 days. He's taken, it's sold out, he's not shy to get a ticket. What is he going to do? Besides the fact that he wanted to see it, everyone in town knew that he liked to see his shows. He boasted to everyone that he was going to get in. Gets it, the days are ticking away, he's only there a few days. The last night of his stay, he went to the theater, and he stood outside, and he asked the people when they were leaving, "Could you give me a stub? And a playbill." Kitsi goes home. "Did you see the play? How was it?" He didn't want to lie outright. So he said, "Here, see, I have the stuff and the playbill." Gewaldig, he has his evidence. So Rabbi Freifeld told the people in the audience, there are some people in the audience here that they only have the stub of authentic Yiddishkeit. They think that they live in Yiddishkeit, but they only have the stub or the playbill. Snishkin Emma said, they never saw the real show. He went on to describe what Torah is and how a person has to live Torah and learn it and then make it part of himself. It says in the version of the story I read, it says that they gave him a standing ovation. Kids, the Pasuk says, Sapra Bagayim Niflais of Hidiyu Amim Hidiyu Amim. If Leisav, a person has to tell the Goyim, "Now, Yidden, we don't have to speak about the Nefleis HaBere. We know it. We live it. You have to tell other people, the Goyim, we have to tell them the Nefleis HaBere." So, this Olam knows about Akiva. We don't have to go into great detail about Akiva Shammai's Maisim Gedolim. But it behooves us to remember he was somebody that wasn't satisfied to just have a playbill. He wanted to see the real show, and he wouldn't sit by the sidelines. He went and he was miyageya to be part of the Torah, to be part of the Simchas HaTorah. And we should all continue to take that lesson with us, not to be satisfied with a stub, but to really go for the whole show.